Okay, let us know what you think. How do you feel seeing and hearing the news of this party going on in Limerick? Does a little bit of you wish you were there? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. I'm joking, by the way. Let us know. 53106 for 30 cent or tweet us at NT Breakfast.
Now, eating meat regularly could increase your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes, pneumonia and other serious illnesses. That's according to new research from Oxford University in the UK. And for more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Karen Papier, nutritional epidemiologist from the Nuffield Department of Population Health at the University of Oxford, who was the lead author on the study. Karen, thank you very much for speaking to us. But can I ask you, the obvious question is, OK, it may increase your risk of these things, but by how much?
Good morning. Yeah, that's a great question. So we do see that it does depend on how much meat you're consuming and the type of meat you're consuming. For instance, with every 70 gram additional intake per day of red and processed meat combined, we saw a 15% higher risk of ischemic heart disease and, for example, 30% higher risk of diabetes.
Okay. And so they seem extraordinarily high, yet we've never lived for longer, Karen, and we do have, particularly in the West, certainly we're not malnourished. If anything, we're overnourished. Is some of this, compounded or confounded, some of this data, by the fact that a lot of the people who were seen to have these additional risks were actually overweight as well, and obesity could be the cause?
Look, this is a really good point. We do find that a lot of our associations, what we found was reduced a bit when we took into account if a person had excess body weight, and we saw that this did have something to do with it, suggesting that regular meat eaters having higher body weight had something to do with the associations, but the associations didn't go away. So this suggests that there's still something going on outside of just weight.
Okay. And do we know, Karen, then how much meat is too much meat? I mean, you mentioned in terms of grams, but a lot of people will find that hard to kind of visualize on their plate. Is it that we should be eating meat only once or twice a week? Is that the sort of the bottom line, or is it a little bit more complex than that?
So we have some good recommendations from the UK government, which suggests that if you're eating more than 90 grams of red and processed meat a day, that it's a good idea to reduce this to 70 grams a day. And this looks something like 3 rashers of bacon or about a quarter pounder hamburger of beef. And although these government guidelines are based predominantly on colorectal cancer, our findings suggest that it's a good idea to limit your intake if you are having too much for other health outcomes as well.
Okay. And obviously a balanced diet is what we seek for everybody, a normal weight and lots of fruit and vegetables. Is this just more evidence that, I suppose, you know, you can add to the evidence we already have that really we're going to have to change to somewhat how we eat here in the West?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you did point about weight, and I think keeping a healthy body weight is a good idea. And of course, we know that fruits and vegetables and lots of fiber foods are great for us. So of course, what you eat replaces what you don't eat. So the more you can eat fruit and vegetables and legumes, that is a good idea. And we do know also that eating too much red and processed meat also can affect our environment. So there are other reasons to make sure that we're limiting our intake if we're eating too much. But if you're someone who doesn't eat meat and you are worried about your iron, it's a good idea to make sure that you're eating enough iron sources, either from plant-based foods or from supplements.
Okay, look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Karen Papier, nutritional epidemiologist from the University of Oxford.